ye shall receive power. September 6. Joshua. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. After the death of Moses, Joshua was appointed the leader of Israel to conduct them to the promised land. He was well qualified for this important office. He had been prime minister to Moses during the greater part of the time the Israelites had wandered in the wilderness. He had seen the wonderful works of God wrought by Moses and well understood the disposition of the people. He was one of the 12 spies who were sent out to search the promised land, and one of the two who gave a faithful account of its richness, and who encouraged the people to go up and possess it in the strength of God. The Lord promised Joshua that he would be with him as he had been with Moses, and he would make Canaan an easy conquest to him, provided he would be faithful to observe all his commandments. Joshua had been anxious concerning the execution of his commission to lead the people into the land of Canaan, but this assurance removed his fears. He commanded the children of Israel to make ready for a 3 days' journey and all the men of war to prepare for a battle. And they answered Joshua, saying, "All that thou commandest us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage." God willed that the passage of the Israelites over Jordan should be miraculous. Joshua commanded the people to sanctify themselves, for upon the morrow the Lord would do wonders among them. At the appointed time, he directed the priests to take up the ark containing the law of God and bear it before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, "This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee."